Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lazy Girls Guide to Podcasting. I am joined today by Sarah from Copyhop, all the way in the beautiful, well, I say beautiful south of France. You're in the south of France, which I always picture as being this stunningly gorgeous, sunny, just, you know, always on holiday kind of vibe. But you told me that it was raining today, so you've ruined my illusion of the south of France completely.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay, don't worry. In my mind, I'm going back to isn't it Rebecca, the film Rebecca, you know, where they take like the drive down, and I think that's more Monte Carlo kind of way. But you know, it's just stunning, and in my mind that is just the south of France 365 days of the year. But never mind, we are not here to talk about the French weather. We are here to talk about is podcasts and email lists, and why it's so important for podcasters to have an email list. And as Sarah mentioned, or put it right beautifully before we started recording, is how to manage both a podcast and an email list without going completely insane. And we're going to do something a little bit different first, because normally we talk about, you know, freebies and everything at the end of an episode. But because this is Sarah's complete speciality, she's actually going to tell us about this email series, this incredible email series that she has got now, and then go into telling us all about emails and podcasts and how it all goes together. So tell us about your amazing email series, Sarah.
So thanks so much for having me on the podcast, Verity. I'm really excited to be here and talk about this because it's something that I'm really passionate about. I help podcasters to grow their podcast through remarketing their content. And email is, in my opinion, the best way to do this. It falls quite well because I think you said in your podcast that 2024 is your year of email. So I want to help other podcasters make it their year of email too. I have an email series that if you click in the link in the show notes, it'll drop you right in there. And it's a series of 8 emails that'll walk you through this process step by step, explaining why email is such a great channel for podcasters in particular, how you can turn each podcast episode you make into an email that your audience will really want to read, how you can give your audience extra value on that content so that they actually love being part of your email list as well as listening to your podcast, and how you can use your email list to sell a product or service that you're also pushing on the podcast that will encourage your listeners to click through and buy and to become your clients.
I love that. So much goodness in that email series. It's amazing. So like Sarah said, do check out the show notes because that link is down there. But first of all, I'm going to open up with quite a big question. Podcasters have got so much to do. They've got the recording, the editing, researching guests, show notes, all the rest of it. Why is having an email list so important for podcasters?
That's really a good question to ask, because as you say, podcasters are very, very busy people, but they're also very passionate people who care about what they're podcasting about. And email is a great way to develop that relationship that you've started to build with your audience and to grow even further talking about this topic that you really, really care about. And unlike social media, TikTok or Twitter, where there's an algorithm that gets in the way between you and your listener, email, it's just the inbox. So it's a great place for you to talk directly to them, to build that authority that you've started to build with your podcast. It's a great channel to sell through. It has higher click-through rates, higher return on investment than other kinds of marketing. And the other great thing for podcasters in particular about email instead of Instagram or any other kind of channel is that email replicates that feeling of intimacy. When people talk about podcasting, they often say it's a very intimate medium. And email has that feeling as well, because you're talking to somebody, you're dropping into their inbox maybe once a week, maybe even a bit more than that. So you can just grow that kind of feeling of community around your podcast by engaging with your listeners and telling them more about this topic that you really care about.
Brilliant. I love that so much. So I guess my next question then is, if somebody has either not started an email list yet, or maybe they've got a MailChimp account or a ConvertKit account, which whatever they want to use, and maybe they don't really do very much with it, What would your tips be for just kind of getting that email list going, just for easing into that muscle, I suppose, and easing into working that muscle of sending emails? And also, how regularly should we be sending emails?
For emails, you can aim for a kind of minimum viable product for your email list based around your podcast. So in your minimum viable product, it would be having a welcome email that people receive as soon as they join your list, just so that they know that, oh, I have subscribed to something, I am part of something, and that'll keep them going until you send out your next kind of email wide list. So kind of a welcome email, thanks so much for subscribing, it's great to have you here. And perhaps you could include a couple of links to favorite episodes from your podcast, something really simple like that, just so it's like almost like a playlist of your greatest hits. And then you want to be emailing your list once per podcast episode as a minimum. And I know that that sounds like a lot, and that people listening to this now might be having heart palpitations. But if you keep your podcast episodes quite tied closely to your email list, it's a much easier way to think about managing it. So what that means is emailing your list every time there's a new podcast episode out. But the most important thing here is to not send an email that just says new podcast episode out, listen today, because there's kind of no point. And when you're trying to build a community through email, you want to be thinking about adding value to what people are reading, because you're really thanking them for giving you their email address. And I think your emails, Verity, are a really good example of this, because you do talk about new episode out today, but it's, you give a little bit of a teaser to let people know that there's content in there, but you also give them some content in the email, so they know enough from the email that this content is valuable, but they're still encouraged to click through to listen to the episode. So you want to be striking that balance. And another way that you can do this value add is to give your perspective as the person who recorded the podcast. For example, did it go how you thought it did? What was the process like? Have you thought anything differently about it since you recorded it? So that you're giving that kind of insight and helping to develop that connection with your audience. And then also in this sort of minimum viable framework of email, with the welcome list, with the one episode per podcast, you could do something a little bit extra, like a special email once per month, for example, or once per season, depending on how you record your podcast, where you're sharing other things such as highlights or lowlights of the month, what your plan is for next month, or perhaps even shouting out individual subscribers, answering questions, so that you're really playing into that community side of the email list plus the podcast. Once you've got that going and you've got it under your belt, you can add other things in there. But I would say that's a really good, solid framework to aim for that'll get your subscribers used to hearing from you and even looking forward to hearing from you and getting excited about those emails.
I love that. And thank you so much for saying that you like the emails that I send out. By the way, if anyone curious, VeritySongon.com/newsletter. Make sure that you are signed up. And I actually missed sending out an email last week and I felt terrible, but it's okay. We are back on track. We will send one this week. But do you know what? Year of the email is going quite well so far. But no, I love those tips of just keep it simple. Don't overthink it. And as you said, just keep the email tied to the episode. And I think that's something that I've tried. It's lovely getting that feedback from you, because that's something that I've tried really hard within my episodes, like give people enough to make them want to listen to the episode, but don't give them so much that they're like, well, I've got no need to listen to the episode now. And equally, don't give them so little that they're like, well, I'm not enticed to go in. It's that balance, isn't it? It's almost like a movie trailer to a degree. You want to give people enough to get them to watch the movie, but you don't want to give them so much, because we've all watched those movie trailers that then you watch the movie and you're like, they basically just took all the good bits, put it in the trailer. There was no need to watch the actual film. You don't want to go that far, but at the same time, you don't want to, you know, not give anybody the reason to listen in. So
yeah, that's a really good analogy.
Thank you. So you were talking about click-through rates. What is, we've already talked a little bit about content, but are there any other tips that you could give our listeners around increasing click-through rates? Because am I right in thinking that with emails, they go out to everybody who you decide to send them out to, and then open rates isn't always very high, and then click-through rate is even lower. So can we talk about that a little bit?
If you're used to, for example, scoring high on tests in school, when you suddenly start looking at your marketing data, like your open rate and click-through rate, you might feel a bit disappointed. But actually having a click-through rate of around 50% is actually pretty good, because people do get a lot of marketing emails. So you want to be looking at how many people are opening the email, how many people are clicking through to the link. I would say there's tons of great advice about tips for email headlines or subject lines so that people will open it. I would generally say you want to just think about opening up a curiosity gap so that people will want to open the email. So you can do that by signaling some kind of emotion in the email, just something that creates a question in the reader's mind that you then answer that question very quickly. So playing on emotions, or something like a little bit quirky works, including the, if you have a personalization field where you can include the name of the email subscriber, that helps because people love reading their own names. And then when we're talking about the click-through button, you can feel free to really play around with what you call that button, because if it's just listen to the episode here, that's okay. But for example, perhaps you're a podcaster who emails about being a dog owner, and you've done a whole episode about cheaper ways to feed your dog, get them treats. You could have that copy, instead of being like listen to the episode, it could be like reduce your dog bills now, as long as you've set the context for it so that people know what to expect, that they're going to click through and listen to the episode. That's a bit more enticing because you're talking about the value of the content that you're talking about. I would also say, as one other tip that you can do, is, or another data point that you can look at, is how many people who have gone on to listen to the episode, how long they listen for. You can really play around with the interchange between the data about your emails and your podcast, and that'll give you some great feedback about how effective your emails are and what kind of impact they're having on your podcast numbers overall.
I love that. That's such good advice, because we all know that I talk about analytics so much, and I think that's so important to really start figuring out how effective your emails are being. Essentially, you can look at that open rate, you can look at that click-through rate, and then, as you said, you can marry that up with what are your downloads looking like, what are your retention rates for your audience looking like throughout the episode. So are they only listening for 30 seconds, or are they getting halfway through or to the end, or, you know, any of the rest of it? I think that's such good advice there. I love that.
Exactly. You could also have a point like listen to the end of the podcast to find out X and see if it really works. Do people listen for longer than they have on other episodes?
Absolutely. It's that trial and error, isn't it? And really just kind of figuring out what is it that's enticing people to listen and to click through and what have you. And I love what you said as well about just kind of giving people that little bit of something in the subject line of the email to just entice them in and just get them curious, as you said, because I don't know about you, but my email inbox is constantly filled with 15% off here, and here's a sale, and do you want a flight to Tenerife, and, like, you know, really random things, it feels. And I really need to unsubscribe some of the email lists I'm hooked up to, I'm sure. But it is that idea, as you said, of this is an email of somebody who's actually speaking to me, and I'm part of a community, which is why I'm signed up to this email list. So I guess that probably brings me on to my last conversation. I guess this brings me on to my last question for this particular conversation of what would be maybe your biggest couple of top tips for podcasters to grow their mailing list, because once we've got the one set up, as with anything, we know that growing is very different to setting up. So how would you, or what would you recommend podcasters to grow their mailing list?
I would say the first point is quite obvious, but it's worth stating anyway. You need to really talk about your email list often, not just saying, oh, by the way, I have an email list, why don't you sign up, but saying what you do with that email list and what a subscriber to the email list gets from it. So talk about it often on every single episode, and really in your subscribers' minds, as much as possible, couple it to the podcast so that one is an extension of the other. And if they're not getting both, they're missing out on part of the experience that you're offering. So talk about your podcast email list often. And then another way to encourage people to subscribe is to, some people do things like lead magnets or discount codes. But if you offer something like a lead magnet where it's a PDF download, I have a lot of them on my computer that I have downloaded and honestly never really looked at again. So I would say that's not a guaranteed tactic, but what you could actually do is turn some of your podcast content into a kind of lead magnet itself by setting up a welcome sequence for your email list. For anybody who's not familiar with that term, a welcome sequence is an automated sequence of emails that a subscriber would receive when they join your list. The great thing about that is when somebody joins your list, that's kind of the peak of the interest that they'll have in you. That's the moment where they're the most interested and the most willing to hear from you. So you can turn parts of your podcast episodes into a welcome sequence that answers a key question that your listener might have. So when you think about your listener and the kind of problems or issues they have, for example, a listener to your podcast, Verity, it might be like, oh, you know, how do I get to 1,000 downloads or something like this? You can go back through your podcast archives, pull out key facts, key information, key quotes from guests from across your episodes and turn that into a series of, you know, let's say 5 emails or something like this. And then you can tell your podcasters, when you join my list, you're going to receive 5 emails across 5 days answering 5 questions about increasing your download numbers. And in those emails, you reference those episodes, you link those episodes, you kind of put that content that you already have together in a new, exciting way. And that means that you're giving people a reason to subscribe to your content and to be really engaged with it and excited to see what your next email is going to say. And when you've got something like that, you're increasing the number of people subscribing to your list and the engagement that they'll have with their list, and then in turn, the engagement they have with your podcast. So it's a kind of self-fulfilling cycle of pulling the community together from your podcast to your email list.
I love that. That is such brilliant advice. And I think for anybody who's kind of thinking, oh my gosh, this sounds like a lot of work, to go back to your point at the beginning is start off simple. Start off with your email list of a weekly email blast or however frequently your episodes come out. Send out an email blast with that episode. And then you can build up to having a welcome sequence. But I absolutely love that, because then you can pitch to people as well, you know, on your social media, say, join the list, because you're not just getting this weekly email, but actually you're going to get like maybe, I don't know, 5 emails or a week's worth of emails with these tips about whatever your podcast is about. And I really like that idea, because I don't know about you, but I don't know. So, and this sounds really ironic because I do have lead magnets and I do have PDFs, but I almost feel like we're starting to get to a point where maybe we're slightly over PDF lead magnets.
I think the market's pretty saturated on them.
Yeah. I mean, I've got them myself. So again, check out those if anyone wants to. They're on the website, just as a shameless plug there. But I do feel like, I don't know, because I'm like you, I've got a downloads folder that every so often I go through them and I clear out all these downloads that I've never looked at. I've had the best of intentions because the marketing copy was just spot on. And I'm like, I just never used it, or I never read it. Or I've got the other extreme where I did open it and I found that, I don't know, maybe should I say this? It's just kind of like an edited Canva template. And I'm like, I could have got that from Canva myself. So, you know, I do feel like maybe we're getting quite like you said, I think the market's a little bit saturated for some lead magnets. Please, nobody come after me, because I do realise the irony of that statement, because I realise that there are downloads on lead magnets on my own website. But never mind, we'll gloss over the irony of that. But there were some absolute pieces of gold in there. We have covered so much in this episode, and I'm so grateful to you, Sarah, for joining us for this episode. I'm also really excited because you are going to be joining us on the next episode to talk more email copy, but this time from the point of view of pitching yourself to be on other podcasts. So make sure, everybody, that you stick around for episode 2 with Sarah, or that second episode with Sarah is going to be brilliant. But just before we do sign off, Sarah, please remind us, where is it that everybody can catch up with you?
My website is copyhop.co. I'm Sarah Hopkinson on LinkedIn. And if you'd like to learn more about turning the email the podcast content that you already have into great emails for your list, you can click on the link in the show notes and you'll get straight into my email mini series, where you're going to learn about repurposing the content you already have into amazing emails for your podcast listeners.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And like Sarah said, check out all of those links in the show notes below, because everything is available there. And Sarah, I'm looking forward to chatting with you in our next episode.
Me too. See you then.